On Tuesday, L.A. Lakers shooting guard Kobe Bryant set an NBA record, and it's one that may never be broken. But Bryant likely isn't celebrating. The 16-time All-Star has now missed more shots than any other player in NBA history. ESPN's Baxter Holmes has written about the milestone. Baxter, after the game, Kobe said he wasn't aware that he had set the record. Do you believe him?
Not exactly. A player as meticulous as he is about every kind of detail, I think he certainly knew, and people were talking about it leading up to the game. He's very aware of where he is, you know, with most records coming up close to, I think he's 380 or close to 400 points away from passing Michael Jordan on the all-time scoring list. I can assure you he's well aware of exactly where he stands on that one.
Yeah, but you don't think during the game, every time he threw up a shot, he was saying, oh man, I hope I don't miss this one. I'm getting close to that record.
No, I think in the throes of the actual game, he probably wasn't as aware. But, yeah, I mean, he did act genuine. He tried to act surprised after the game, and you know, maybe he didn't know. I don't know.
Kobe Bryant entered the NBA when he was 18 years old, and he's been playing for 19 seasons, many of them as the Lakers' top scorer. So, of course, he's had plenty of opportunities to miss. But there's more to it than that, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's also one of the highest volume shooters. He's led the league in field goal attempts many times. But there's a lot to it. He's kind of from another era, too, when players like him and Jordan were asked to take a ton of shots and try to carry their teams. And the game is a little different now.
Well, that was going to be my next question. All of these statistics that you're talking about, are they the result of Kobe Bryant's personality and the way he plays, or more the result of the way the Lakers want him to play because that's their plan?
It's more indicative of his playing style. Certainly the Lakers understand that with his talent and his aggressiveness that they want him to be this way. But, you know, he is a guy who he's going to shoot these many shots. He's going to try to score as many points. You know, he doesn't care how many times he misses. I think it's very much indicative of not only his longevity, but of his playing style.
In presenting the argument that Bryant's record may never be broken, you referenced one play from the 2007 Eastern Conference Finals involving Cavaliers star LeBron James. Why is that play significant?
I was talking about how the game has kind of changed from the time when there were kind of hero ball gunners like Michael Jordan and like Kobe Bryant now. And that play is kind of one that people will look back, I think, in time. And I know certainly some basketball people look at it right now, but LeBron James passed on that play to a wide-open shooter in the corner for a potential game-tying three-pointer. The player missed. A lot of critics said after the game, Bryant, Michael Jordan, players like that, they never would have passed in that situation. But what LeBron said was, you know, I made the smartest play. I made the basketball play. And as the game has evolved, especially with analytics, really dissecting it like never before, there's been much more of an emphasis on efficiency, on making the smartest play, even if it's not the gutsiest play.
Baxter Holmes covers the NBA and the Lakers for ESPN. You can link to his piece, Misses Add Up to Big Part of Kobe's Legacy, at onlyagame.org. Baxter, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Bill. It was a pleasure.